You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Today's show is fire.
For over 10 years, you made this firehouse a very special place.
And the twists just keep on coming.
What's to keep him from talking and revealing everything?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, October 20th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. First, your entertainment headlines. Netflix has announced the premiere date for the fourth and final season of Ozark. The crime drama will return January 21st, but that will just be the first batch of episodes. The second half of the season will debut later in 2022. The streamer also revealed that the final season will be 14 episodes, four more than previous seasons, with seven in each half. Former The View co-host Meghan McCain has revealed that an infamous on-air clash with Joy Behar, in addition to what she said to be a toxic work environment rife with behind-the-scenes drama, led to her exit from ABC's long-running daytime talk show earlier this year. Ahead of the release of her new memoir, Bad Republican, the conservative political commentator spoke to Variety about her decision to depart The View in July, calling the program, quote, unhinged and disorganized and rowdy, and a place where she didn't feel like her voice as a Republican was fairly balanced with those of her liberal co-hosts. As for that on-air exchange with Behar, that happened when McCain returned from maternity leave and the veteran host told McCain, quote, I did not miss you. It's showtime for Uma Thurman. The Kill Bill actress and Pulp Fiction Oscar nominee has joined the cast of Super Pumped, the network's new series about the rise of Uber from Billions showrunners Brian Koppelman and David Levien. Thurman will portray HuffPost founder Arianna Huffington, who was a member of Uber's board. Super Pumped is an anthology series by design, and the first part will focus on Uber. The plan is for subsequent seasons to tell different stories that rocked the business world and changed culture. And the first reactions to Marvel's newest entry in the MCU have arrived. And it's pretty clear Eternals might be the most unique film the franchise has seen so far. Among the reactions, EW Deputy Editor and Creative Director Tim Leong noted how the film feels different than previous MCU fare and that it's, quote, epic in scope, bursting with emotion, features so many beautiful moments, and is full of breathtaking imagery. And EW Director of Audio and Social Chanel Berlin said that the movie, which marks the 26th film in the franchise, quote, really surprised me in ways, delighted me, and also made me tear up at one point. So get ready to go through a variety of feelings. And folks who saw the movie had a variety of thoughts on it. You can check those out at EW.com, which is where you can find more on these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more. Now let's head to the Windy City for today's number three pick, Chicago Fire. Tonight's episode is the NBC series 200th installment, and it could bring some major changes as Casey must make up his mind about whether to move to Oregon to take care of his late best friend's son. Will he leave Sylvie and the firehouse behind? And if so, they've done a great job keeping Jesse Spencer's exit under wraps. Meanwhile, Cruz gets ready for a big change of his own as his wife goes into labor. Gallo, Ritter, and Violet agree to an interview and photo shoot. Brett and Mouch launch the paramedicine program. And Herman might face repercussions for breaking protocol with that rescue a few weeks back. Here's a clip from the episode.
Hey, Chief.
Herman.
Uh-oh.
What?
You got that bad news Bowden look.
I received a call from headquarters. Assistant Deputy Commissioner Adam Perry, do you know? He's in charge of major discipline.
Is this about that ambulance call a few weeks ago? Boy would have died.
All I know is on his way here to speak to you.
When?
Now. Assistant Commissioner?
You Lieutenant Herman?
Yes, sir.
You mind if we have a moment alone?
Of course.
Now, that seems a bit ominous. You can see how it all goes down in the 200th episode of Chicago Fire tonight at 9 on NBC.
Number two.
On to our number two pick, which brings the laughs and the tears. The new ABC special, Superstar Robin Williams, the latest in the network's series of biography specials, follows the beloved comedian's life and career, beginning with his early days in the San Francisco comedy scene and his meteoric rise on the sitcom Mork and Mindy. From there, it explores Williams' influence, talent, and personal struggles, including his substance abuse and his battle with Lewy body dementia before his tragic death in 2014. Featuring friends and admirers of Williams, including Margaret Cho, Barry Levinson, Paula Poundstone, and more, the special is a new look at what made Williams a one-of-a-kind comedic and artistic voice. Here's a clip from the special.
Robin Williams was the Tasmanian devil of stand-up comedy.
You better just be real funny real quick.
He would swallow the world, and then it would come firing out like a cannon. William I.
Mean, now we can do like the old water ballet movies. And number four.
He was just kinetic, man. It was all just going.
I remember seeing him as a kid at the Holy City Zoo. It was always different. It was always very unique. It was always of the moment. He was always plugged into a kind of electricity.
When you find that thing that you really love, there's a bliss that goes along with it. And when you find it and know that that's it, it is an incredibly powerful feeling.
He'll always say, there's this guy coming, the funniest thing in the world. And he came in, and even tornadoes and hurricanes couldn't keep up with that kind of energy that he brought.
True original. Tune in to Superstar Robin Williams at 10 p.m. on ABC for more where that came from. And you can stream it the next day on demand and on Hulu.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Robin Williams received 4 Oscar nominations in his lifetime, including Best Supporting Actor win for Good Will Hunting. But what movie earned him his first nod? Was it Dead Poets Society, Awakenings, or Good Morning Vietnam? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. You've probably heard us recommend the new Wonder Years on more than one occasion by now, but it bears repeating. You can catch a new episode tonight at 8:30 on ABC and catch up with the show on Hulu. But if you'd like a fresh recommendation, here is original series star and new series EP Fred Savage to answer the question, what you watching?
Well, I've been devouring a lot of new stuff. I've been devouring the new season of Dave, new season of Ted Lasso, really been enjoying Schmigadoon. But I also have been watching a lot of anime. My kids just love anime. And I found that as the kids are getting older, one of the things as a parent, you know, when they're younger, they just want to do what you're doing. So it's very easy to find kind of common interests, because if you're doing it, your kids love you and they're younger and you're their idols and they want to just do what you're doing. As they get older, I think it becomes more incumbent on us as parents to build those points of connection with your kids and not just rely on them enjoy the things you enjoy, that you have to start getting into the things that they're into. And so my kids are just way in the anime. Crunchyroll is just on 24/7 in our house. And so I'm currently watching season 3 of Attack on Titan. I know I'm a little bit behind, but my daughter loves Attack on Titan. So I'm trying to catch up. I know they're releasing the second half of season 4 next year, so I have some time to catch up. Watching some Naruto, some Boruto, some Shippuden, some Ore High School Host Club. some haiku, One Punch Man. They watch a lot of shows. I'm trying to keep up. I watched Your Lie in April, which is fantastic. So it's a lot of anime in the house.
Yeah, that is absolutely a lot of anime. All of the shows Savage mentioned can be found streaming on Crunchyroll, and you can also find Your Lie in April on HBO Max. And now, let's do the time warp again with our number one pick, the season finale of American Horror Story Double Feature. After a bifurcated season featuring Lily Robb as Amelia Hart, Angelica Ross as a human-alien hybrid, and a string of grotesque alien births, the 10th edition of AHS is delivering, get it, an out-of-this-world finale tonight, as, according to the official episode summary, Mamie takes matters into her own hands and the fate of the future is revealed. As usual, it's anyone's guess what surprises the finale really holds, but one question stands out above all others. Are Double Feature's two halves really separate, standalone stories? Really? Time will tell, of course, but listen to the final line in this preview.
They're in control. All of this, it's them.
We all understood that the creation was a complex task.
What's to keep him from talking and revealing everything?
A sad race we turned out to be.
We are projecting that the very first functioning hybrid will be born around approximately 2021.
Now that is intriguing. Is that how Double Feature connects its second half, Death Valley, with its first half, Red Tide? Is Death Valley a secret prequel to Red Tide? And if so, that means there's one major birth at the center of Red Tide's story, the offspring of Fenwitrix Harry and Lily Robb's Doris. Just saying. So, don't miss the finale of American Horror Story Double Feature at 10 p.m. on FX. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What movie earned Robin Williams his first Oscar nomination? Dead Poets Society, Awakenings, or Good Morning Vietnam? The answer, say it with me, Good Morning Vietnam! The 1987 dramedy, which stars Williams as a U.S. Army radio DJ during the Vietnam War, earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Actor the following year. His other three nods were for Dead Poets Society, The Fisher King, and Good Will Hunting, for which he won Best Supporting Actor in 1998. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.